Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I don't say this a lot because I don't really like having guests unless I really care about what it is that they have to say. And when I say that, I'm covering as many topics as I can and bringing the answers back to the American people. And with that said, I again don't really have a care as to what people really have to say out there, because most of them aren't bringing about the resolve that the people need and the times demand. And so with that said, friends, I have a guest on today from the UK. I called him the Troubler because he is the Bradley Dean of the UK. No better way to say it, and put that up against 1 Kings 18 when Ahab met prophet, the lone prophet Elijah, on the backside of the desert. And it was interesting, him, Ahab, the corrupt, evil king, and Jezebel, his witchy wife, were calling the shots, and they were killing off all the false prophets. Well, the lone prophet, the holy prophet of God, met him on the backside of the desert, and the first thing Ahab said to him in 1 Kings 18 was, "You're a troubler." And what did Elijah say? "I'm not the troubler. It's you and your father's house that has forgotten the commandments of the Lord. You're the one troubling because you're a lawbreaker. You're a criminal," 1 John 3:4. "So let's get this straight." Well, Tommy Robinson over the UK is just one of those guys. He's not troubling folks for the wrong reasons. He's troubling for the right reasons, and that's all you have to do today to get in trouble, friends, is to tell the truth and act out accordingly. You act right, you are right, period. Cool? And folks, I got a whole resume on this. You should see my portfolio. Go to Wikipedia, though 99.9% of it's completely incorrect. They can't even get my name right. I mean, folks, this is how ridiculous it is, and what's worse is the people out there that actually believe the lies. And yet they say they don't believe the media. I say this almost every show, but that's how hypocritical people have become today. Matthew 23, verse 3. Why? Because they're feeding on the doctrines of Omri, the spirit of the world, Micah 6:16. So read it when you get a moment. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull up Tommy in just a couple minutes here. But the first thing I want to do is highlight some things, because it has everything in the world to do with what Tommy is dealing with over in the UK. Now, for the last couple years, we've been trying to basically pin down Tommy Robinson. And interestingly enough, Tim managed to do it through Kate Shermani the other day. And so he had him on his show. And after listening to his show, I said to myself, my gosh, we got to get this guy over into America. They're dealing over in the UK right now with the American people are just beginning to see on so many different levels. Folks, what's happening in the UK right now is not good, and that's where we're going to go if we don't pay attention to the warnings that Tommy Robinson's going to give to us in America. Now, we're broadcasting into 159 cities. We're the number one show for the very reason of what we're doing today. So, going full circle, I'm really happy to bring Tommy Robinson on. Why? Because I know he's going to say what needs to be said. because he's been doing what needs to be done. James 2:14 through 26, read it when you get a moment. Now, one of the things that he's dealing with, and I'm sure on a major, major scale, he's going to give us more information when we get him here up on the show here. But it's interesting, on Islam, John Wesley, the famous field preacher from the UK in the 1700s, warned of what we're dealing with today. He said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are razed from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was, and at this day, the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of mankind. And for those that are in America that think that they're getting a pass as to what's going on concerning Islam, you better think again. For the last 22 years, we've been told by the government and the mainstream media that the Muslims are responsible for dropping the two towers. But after the towers were dropped, they didn't know who to attack. We've done a show on that through General Wesley Clark. They attacked Iraq because they wanted natural resources. They killed over a million innocent Iraqis during that particular time. Don't ask me. Ask General Wesley Clark, and also consider, friends, the Vice President of the United States of America, Mr. Cheney, made over $34.5 billion through his companies in Iraq. Shortly thereafter, after they passed the Patriot Act, after 3:30 a.m. in the morning, and not one said representative read it, they passed the Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny. In the process of doing so, friends, within 2 years, the Department of Homeland Security, another unconstitutional agency, was created after the towers dropped. And what did they do? They defined the terrorists not as the Muslims. And I'm talking about those that practice Islam. They didn't accuse folks, subversives, the sodomites. They didn't accuse communists. Nope. They accused Americans that are holding on to the Word of God and their constitutional rights. You are deemed by the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS, 72 definitions, fit the American people. So don't stand back and act like you don't understand as to why your borders are wide open right now and you're being infiltrated by illegals coming across our borders. You've been given warnings every single step of the way, American people. And here we are. Things are getting worse and things are getting worse. Syrians are now coming over, military-age men. 900% increase in Chinese nationalists coming into America. More are coming into this country. And now you're being distracted by who's going to be the Speaker of the House. And they just can't understand, as Ted Cruz just said, again, playing under false pretenses, folks, sitting there and suggesting to you now that we have a greater risk of another terror attack. Well, who's to blame for that? Well, the American people are for allowing their said representatives to open the borders in the first place. And how many times have these clowns in the circus of politics played the game before the American people? And now here we are. It's almost like we're daring the justice of heaven. And I want to tell you something, friends. Rest assured, Deuteronomy 28:15 to the end of the chapter is the answer. So if you want to test your steel, rest assured, you're getting a response right now. We're going to pull Tommy Robinson up. I'm calling him the troubler from the UK, folks. Interestingly enough, he wrote a book called Enemy of the State. That was the name of my last album. So you can't make this kind of stuff up. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pull up. I'm calling you the troubler from Israel, from the UK. And I say that, brother, because if you look at 1 Kings 18, I just highlighted Elijah. He was doing the right thing, and he was getting in trouble for it constantly. So I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I got to just open the floodgate and let you go, Tommy. But what you have in what you're dealing with right now, I have been trying to forewarn the American people, and little by little, incrementally through a siege, we're seeing more and more and more of what you have been dealing with in the UK, and it seems that you're in full bloom right now. But without further ado, I want to welcome Tommy Robinson. And Tommy, go ahead and address that. I mean, you guys are in full bloom in the UK right now concerning your issues, are you not?
We are in full bloom. We're in full bloom because we have nearly 4 million Muslims. We see them appeased, pandered to, the police. I'm willing and fearful.
Do you got your computer volume on? Can you shut that off, please? Because we're getting a little bit. Yep, there we go. It should be cleared up after this.
Is that better?
Yep, that's better. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I was born in 1982 in a town called Luton, which is 30 miles north of London. When I was born, there was one mosque. There's now over 45. So I've watched, what we've experienced in Britain is we've had 30, 40, nearly 50 years of open border Islamic immigration. Now, whilst with open border immigration, so I'll talk about Luton again. Luton is a very diverse town. It's one of the most multicultural towns in Europe, and it has people from every background. But per se, they integrate and assimilate pretty well. So Lutons, Jamaicans, Bulgarians, Italians, everyone gets along and mixes fine. There's one community that I've witnessed who are totally alien and very different. There is an unwillingness to assimilate or integrate. There's a hostility, and that community is the Islamic community. Now, of course, not every Muslim, because not every single Muslim. But for example, if I explain, when I went to school, we had the Muslim playground and the non-Muslim playground. Now, we didn't create that. So the whites and blacks are all integrated together, the Chinese, the Indian, everyone's together. But then there was the groups of Muslims who wouldn't integrate. Now, Luton was also...
Can I get you to do one more thing here, Tommy? Can you put the phone right up to your mouth and turn your phone the other way? People are complaining, saying it's kind of hard to hear you.
What about here? Is that
That's way better. Thank you, sir.
Okay, yeah. So, Luton was the launch pad for the 7/7 bombings. It was the fertilizer bomb plot. The fella who done the Westminster Bridge attack, he was also a part of a mosque in Luton. Luton was named by the CIA as the epicenter for terrorist activity in Europe. Now, that's the town that I've been brought up in. We have over a 50% Pakistani Muslim population. And growing up very quickly, I saw a lot of the dangers and the troubles and the different way of thinking from this community. And the problem is that everyone is too scared to speak about it.
Yeah.
Through the fear of being branded as a racist or an extremist or now an Islamophobe, all these different words they use in order to silence people. And the reason being that the realities that come from open border immigration, from Pakistan, Afghanistan, all these sorts of countries, literally, if you look at the mindset, and we have many different researches, government researches, we have a one in the UK which is the most recognised called the Pew Research. When you look at how they think in Afghanistan and in Pakistan on their views of women, on their views of homosexuals, on their views of freedom of speech, even apostasy, the majority wants someone killed if they leave Islam. Yeah? Now, when those people come from the cage in Afghanistan and the next week they're standing next to me in the bank in Luton, they don't leave all those values behind. They bring them with them. And they were actually encouraged to bring them with them. And we encouraged them to say that all cultures are equal and it's okay for you to bring this Sharia mindset into our towns and cities. We have over 100 Sharia courts operating in the UK. So all these different problems. Now, one of the main problems that I witnessed growing up was the way that Pakistani men groom and target young non-Muslim girls. Now, when I started my activism, I first spoke about this in 2004. I organised a demonstration called Ban the Luton Taliban. This was at a time when the war was going on in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we had a group called Al-Mujahideen. They are now a proscribed terrorist organisation, but they weren't. Omar Bakri, you know, Omar Bakri and Abu Hamza, the hook-handed terrorists, well, their head office for their group was in my town. They openly used to stand in our town centre and recruit and send jihadi fighters abroad to fight against our armed forces. I held a demonstration against them in 2004, talking about the Islamic extremists and the problems in our town. And the knock-on effect I had from that was I was targeted by all the gangs, not by the extremists, but by the drug-dealing gangs. And I very quickly found that you can't really talk about this issue without severe consequences. And then in 2009, there was a soldiers' homecoming parade where soldiers were marching through Luton. And they come under hostile attack by the Muslim community, who were calling them baby killers, butchers of Basra. And for us, it wasn't the fact that these jihadists done this. It was the fact that they were facilitated and accommodated to do it against our armed forces by our council and our police. It was the total two-tier policing system where they attacked members of our community who got upset by the disruption of our soldiers' homecoming. And in response to that, I started an organisation called the English Defence League, which was a working class organisation. We grew out of Luton, and within 12 months, we had chapters and divisions in pretty much every town and city in the country. Because what I'd seen in Luton, which was the hostility, the aggression, the two-tier policing system, the appeasement of this community, it was like iron fists for every other community, but kid gloves for the Islamic community. Massive funding for the Islamic community that outweighed funding of all the other communities. So, and the reason for that being is that the Muslim community organised themselves in a military fashion when it comes to voting. In a military fashion. So the Labour Party, which is your Democratic Party in Luton, they do a deal with the leader of the Council of Mosques. The leader of the Council of Mosques is in charge of 45 mosques. They literally tie up 50,000 votes for the town in the click of a finger. So they appease that community because of the way they organise themselves. So it's like, it becomes like a massive vote bank. So where the Islamic community grows, and when I say grows, you need to see how quickly it grows. On average, Muslims in the UK have 5.6 children. We have 1.3, okay? The town changes so quick, so fast. And although you will realise it like that, one minute you're walking around your estate and the next minute, what has happened within 5 years? What has gone on here?
Yeah.
And it's changed. And the main problem from this, which I witnessed because my cousin was a victim of it, is the gangs, which people with your audience may listen to this and find it absolutely unbelievable. Yeah? Large groups of predominantly Pakistani Muslim men were allowed to kidnap, rape, and torture young English girls. Now, when I started the English Defence, I spoke about this because my cousin was a victim of these gangs when she was 14 years old. When the family rang the police to help their daughter, who then become hooked on heroin as a child, the police's response would be, she's a drug addict, yeah? So she would be going back to the gangs to get her drugs, and she'd be getting passed around and raped by all these Muslim men. One time, she woke up naked in a house with five bearded men raping her. She ran out of the house, and the prostitutes on the street were the one that rang her dad. She was a 14-year-old child. So I witnessed all of this growing up. And I witnessed the police inability and the unwillingness to actually do anything about this. So when I started the English Defence League, I used that platform and I used my voice to speak up for girls across the country. And we literally used to walk around the streets saying our daughters are not allowed me. Yeah? And then this was 2009, and I was rubbish. I was put on TV on the main chat shows, and they belittled me, they ridiculed me. And I remember Jeremy Paxman was the most feared presenter for the BBC on a show called Newsnight. And he said, you really expect us to believe that groups of Muslim men are allowed to go to schools and pick up young English children? I said, yes, that's exactly what's happening, yeah? And in 2015, there was a government report. And please, if you're listening to this show, do your research on this report. It's a report into a town called Rotherham in the UK. And the reason I say this is because you think as Americans, I sit and listen to Americans talking about Mexican immigration, and I think, I wish we had Mexican immigration. Yeah? You have no idea what is coming to your country when your borders are open to Islamic immigration. You have no idea.
Yeah, we got a hard break, folks. We got Tommy Robinson right now, and he's from the UK just warning America as to what this is going to become if we don't take heed to the warning signs, as you just heard Tommy talking about, friends. In fact, it all started out with one mosque. It's happening here as well. As a matter of fact, I got some statistics in front of me right now, which John Guandolo, former FBI, had warned us concerning how this is going to grow if we don't put a stop to what's going on. Since September 11th, mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74%. 74% since September 11, 2001. The USA Survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. So as of 2000, this is in 16, there is as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims reading or actually residing in this country today. So, America, we're beginning to see what Tommy's warning us about. So, we're going to come right back. The Troubler from the UK, Tommy Robinson, we're going to take a hard break. I'm going to try to fix the issue that we have right now. 1-866-582-9933.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Build more border wall. That's the cry from some in Congress and many Texas sheriffs.
It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue. We took an oath and we need to protect our people. We need to take our border back.
The White House underscoring that there's no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S. This after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre received criticism on Monday for her response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism. The Georgia Supreme Court yesterday upheld the pro-life heartbeat legislation signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp 4 years ago. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight, has been charged in a Portland court. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This is the first time we have done an interview from the UK, so be a little patient. We tested all this. Everything works fantastic. But as I say, folks, if there was no warfare, where's the Lord in all of this? And it's true. But we'll get right back to him. I believe we got the problem fixed. But with that said, friends, I want to propose this question to Tommy. Tommy, you can hear me okay, can you not?
I can hear you fine. I hope my audio is better now.
Okay, so it tells us in Judges 5:8 that when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. And I just want you to confirm this because you are in the midst of it, more so than anybody that I personally know. But I noticed that statistically when the Muslims that practice Islam, okay, that in Denmark alone, 450% more crimes are committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Is that true? Is that what you're finding in the UK?
Muslims make up 4% of the UK population. I think they're responsible for nearly 20% of the prison population.
Okay, and I heard you talking to Tim the other day as well, where you were actually having a conversation with him where you were talking about the 90% of the crimes or 92% of the crimes are committed by less than 4% of the Muslim population. Is that correct?
That's correct. So that's with regards to the crimes I was just talking about. So we have a thing in the UK that they call grooming, which is large groups of men who know each other, who then groom and get young girls. They give them drink, they give them alcohol, they become friends with them, and then they rape and torture them. Now, of that sort of crime, there's 4 or 5%, they say, Muslim population in the UK, but 90% of those convictions are Muslim men. And 30% of them are called Muhammad. So you have to ask the question, why? We have 500,000 Sikhs in the UK. How come Sikhs are not raping young girls?
Yeah.
And you know these groups that are raping young girls? It's fathers and sons are raping girls together. Brothers and brother-in-laws, yeah? Cousins, work colleagues, all of them. And you know, the whole time that this epidemic of child rape was going on in our country, there was not one single Muslim that reported it to the authorities or police. So within every community, and just so your viewers understand the size of this problem, there was a government report in 2015 in a city called Rotherham. When they done this investigation in Rotherham, a journalist called Andrew Norfolk then broke this news story that Muslims were raping young non-Muslim girls across our country. Now, when he broke it, they found in Rotherham alone that 1,400 to 1,500 children had been raped. 1,400 to 1,500. Rotherham only has a 3.7% Muslim population. There's not that many there. So Rotherham are the numbers we got given the statistics for. And then a city called Telford. Now, Telford, I focused on, and I've made a 5-part documentary series called The Rape of Britain. You can watch those episodes on Rumble. It's where I sat down for 12 to 18 months. I spent that time with 12 girls. 12 girls who had been kidnapped, raped, groomed, tortured. And I got them to tell me their story. And I went through the names. We've done our own police-style investigation. We received 254 names of perpetrators and men in that town. Now, when you look at the demographics of this town called Telford, and think about this. This is one little English town, okay? It has a 1.7% Muslim population, yeah? 1,000 girls have been identified as raped by these gangs in this one town. When you take the Muslim population of that town, there's only 3,000 Muslims. That 1.7% equals 3,000. Once you take the women away, and then you take the youngsters and the elders that are over the age of the men that fit into the criteria of being involved in these gangs, there's 1,000 Muslim men. The police investigation identified 200 who had been raping children. My investigation identified 254. Then in an independent inquiry done by lawyers identified 360. So that means a minimum of 20%, but probably up to 36%, of the Muslim men in that town had been raping young girls. 5 girls in that town alone are dead. 5 are dead. Yes? Now, this is Telford, and that's Rotherham. They're the only cities you've been given the statistics and numbers for. And whilst we're on demographics, because this is the biggest and most terrifying thing, is the demographical change that's going to happen. After the Manchester bombings, you may remember the Ariana Grande concert. There was bombings where 26 people were blown to pieces at a child's music concert by a jihadist who was Libyan, yeah? His name was Salman Abedi. Now, we get told so much that they're not Muslims, yeah? He could recite the Quran without looking at it. He was a devout Muslim. His father came to our country because he was part of an organization called the Libyan Front, yeah, which is a terrorist organization as well. He was picked up by our Navy, brought into our country. His son then becomes a terrorist, goes on to blow up Manchester. I started doing my research into Manchester because Manchester's never been highlighted as a serious jihadist town. When I looked at Manchester, and this is what you need to do, I looked at the demographical change. And the Muslim population of that city has doubled every 10 years for 40 years. It has gone from 12,500 to 25,000, 10 years later to 50,000, 10 years later to 100,000. The population is only 500,000. Yeah? You are a click of the fingers away from your whole entire city is gone. And that's where my city is. My city is Luton. And what happens, because I've seen it, no one I grew up with in Luton out of my whole generation is left in that town because everyone has run. Everyone has run.
Tommy, I know. And there's the problem right there. Everybody loves their freedom until it's time for them to stand up and fight for it, right? We see that happening in America right now. They're trying to run to these sanctuary states where they feel they're going to be a little safer by one of the governors. That's no different than the other. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they're all actors. They're all the clowns in the circus of politics in this country. We see the same thing happening here. I mean, Tommy, think about this. The same people that told us that we were under attack 22 years ago. The borders are wide open, and the governors and the mayors in this country are actually alluring them in by stealing the tax dollars from the taxpayers' coffers. They're alluring them into this country on welfare dime, on our dime. And that's illegal in this country. But I guess I want to go back is so and ask you the question. So they come in. They're the victims. They need someone to afford them asylum. They're given asylum. And once they come into your country, then they begin to attack the people. Is that what you're telling me is happening here?
That's what I'm telling you. But the whole entire thing is a scam. Because when we say they're asylum yes. seekers, the vast majority are economic migrants. Now, the majority of them, obviously the American government decided to take out Gaddafi. They knew that would open the borders to Europe. It's intentionally done. That opened the floodgates of Europe. Our country's been invaded ever since. Now, if you look, they literally come off the coast of Libya and NGO organisations that are funded by governments. So the German government fund NGO organisations who go in their boats, literally pick them up when they get 30 metres off the coast. They're then transported and brought into our nation. They're then put into hotels. Now, I just done a documentary called Plantation 2. It's about the takeover of the Republic of Ireland. And the reason why I believe it's important is because the Irish will fight back. They have a history of fighting back. Now, in that, I looked at the politicians and what the politicians actually done. We look at the numbers. A politician translated in 8 different languages. And he went onto Twitter and he basically invited migrants from all over the world and guaranteed them a house within 3 months of arrival. Yep. Yeah? Yep. And I've done the statistics and the numbers. So we looked at the translations that he done using his social media. And then we looked at the immigration numbers of where the people have come from. It's the next 12 months. They've all come from the 8 countries that he's basically told them to come from. So America's borders are open. 4 million people have come through your borders. None of this is a mistake. Our people are being replaced. They're bringing in people that they know are going to be hostile to us. The reason they're coming in is to break down our fighting spirit, to break down our community, to break down our togetherness. So as we're turning and conflicting against each other, they're totally controlling us. To be honest, that's what they want. That's what they want, but it still doesn't change. I said that doesn't change what Islam is. But understand what Islam is and how different it is and how dangerous it is. And even, as I said, I urge all of you to go and pick up the Rotherham report from the government. When you get this report, you will see some of the crimes that your people understand what's happening to young English girls. And bearing in mind it's been happening for 30 years and never been spoke about, one of these girls, they heated up an iron rod with the letter M. And they heated it up and they scalded her bum because she was the property of Muhammad. Another girl, they nailed her tongue to a table. Two fathers, if you want to know, when people say how powerful is political correctness, well, fear is paralysing. And our entire police force in every town and city in our country was paralysed from preventing groups of men raping young children. And what's come out in all of these reports, why did the police not act? Because they were scared of being called racist.
Yep.
They literally let little girls get kidnapped and raped because they were too fearful of being labelled a word. And that is how powerful that word has become. And they will use that word to beat every one of your patriots, to beat every one of your politicians. And it gets into a point where people end up self-censoring because yeah. they're scared.
Yeah, and then they don't know how to respond to those that actually mean what they say and stand up against the establishment. And then somehow or another, they convince the rest of the people that a Tommy Robinson or a Bradley Dean or a Tim Brown, and the list goes on, these guys are haters. In fact, we love the law because we love our freedom, and therefore we seek to magnify the law against their crimes. I guess the history of mankind is going to go down, and the legacy is going to be to the next generation, as they're cursed by their posterity is going to be they were afraid to be talked about. And it's what we're seeing in this country as well, Tommy. We got about 30 seconds until the next heartbreak. Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I'll just say, when you think about what, I think deeply about these issues. When you think about what our previous generation's done, we had 14-year-old British men lying and pretending they were 16 so they could run into the fields to fight, to protect, to preserve, to hand down a safe and prosperous Britain to the next generation. And Amen. Right now, you've got a whole generation of people who are scared to open their mouth. We're scared to even talk. We said all you need to do is talk. All we need to do is wake everyone up. All you need to do is use your free speech. But free speech is gone in Europe. There is no free speech. It's a facade. A total facade. Do you try exercising it and see what they do, Chuck? I've been in 10 different prisons for exercising my free speech.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a hard break. I'm loving this, and it's, again, you want to, and if, Tim, you're listening to the show right now, you just heard what he said. How many times I have made reference to the price that's been paid for our freedoms, and what are we doing? We're allowing the bad guys to desecrate their memory. Shame on us. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just talking to Tommy Robinson, and I'm going to pull him back up in just a moment here. But it's interesting that in Denmark, there's 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. That's the equivalency to 780 crimes committed every day. In Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. And I got to stop right there. Tommy, I just got to tell you, brother from another mother, to sit back and watch your women be raped by a bunch of people that come in under the guise of being the victims and begin to attack. I mean, I have to come to the conclusion, and I have long ago, that what we're seeing here is the government using these individuals as a political battering ram to upend our foundations. And we've seen this in this country for a long time. The second president, for example, John Adams, said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. I've seen him do this this with the sodomite, the gay agenda. I've seen them do this with the Muslims. The gays precede the Muslims because they have to demoralize the people and weaken the people. And the list goes on. They're using subversives, Muslims, and communists. They're also, on top of all of this, as we're being invaded right now, the big tech companies, hand in glove, working with the corrupt in the mainstream media, which we call them the useful idiots, and then corrupt politicians, they are doing their best to censor and suppress all the information that tells the people otherwise and who the responsible party is concerning the crimes that are being committed by these individuals. And I know you have a lot to say about this, and one of the things that you had said during the end of the last segment is how you've been thrown in jail concerning free speech. Can you go ahead and expound? I'm curious, and I'm sure everybody else is as well, concerning the price it's been for you concerning free speech.
Yeah, and I used to wonder what was their motive and what was their reason. So that from the start, when I started the English Defence League, which was a protest organisation, in the first 6 months, my doors were kicked off 3 times. I was put under police investigation. They froze my assets. They closed my bank accounts. They used laws that they brought in to deal with terrorism. So this is the problem. We have a terrorist attack. They bring in all these laws, and then they implement against us, like the Patriots Act.
That's right.
Then they implement them against us. I think I'm here speaking out against the terrorists. And I used to think, do you know what? In the UK, we have 22,000 terrorists on the terror watch list. We have 3,000 of them who are monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That takes 3 teams of 8 men. Yeah? That is a cost of £9 billion a year just to monitor the jihadists that they're allowing to walk around our streets. And you know, like, say, like the last 4 terrorist attacks in the UK, those people who committed those terror attacks weren't in the top 3,000, yeah? So imagine what the top 3,000 would want to do if they can, okay? But I used to think they're fearful all the time, and they're also always fearful of the Muslim backlash, because in 2001, in the year 2000, we had riots in a city called Bradford, where the Muslim community come out and they burned the entire city. It cost the economy hundreds of millions of pounds. When they rioted in Bradford, they then rioted in Oldham. They then rioted in Rochdale. The riots spread to all the Islamic community. Now, since that point, they've been appeased an unbelievable level, yeah? And all they ever do is threaten, we can't control the youth. So they bully and threaten to get their way. So when I come out and I started talking about Islam, I've had 12 government warnings, yeah? The first one, this is, I start the English Defence League, the police sit me down in my hometown, they give me a letter, and they say, we have intelligence that your life is in danger and people are planning to kill you, yeah? And then they say, we cannot protect you, yeah? Our advice to you is to leave this town and do not come back. This is my town, where I'm born, my home, the town I love, yeah, which is part of who I am. And you want me to leave because you can't protect me. So what are you going to do about it? And then they literally give you a piece of paper that tells you this is where Americans are going to find this insane. So make sure you hold dear your constitution and keep hold of your guns, yeah? Because they literally tell you, you are not allowed to get a weapon, you are not allowed to defend yourself. Basically, you just have to sit in your house and wait for them to come.
Yep,
because all the gangs and all the jihadists, they all have weapons. They all have weapons. So I used to think the attack on me was because they're fearful of the response. And the response is real. 6 Muslims are currently doing 30 years in British prisons because they were caught with guns, suicide vests and bombs on the way to kill me. So the police are aware. Now, if that happens, or remember, if that happened, they could be on the start, or the police may think they're on the start of a conflict in the UK, because I have become the head point of resistance against Islam.
Yep, yep.
So if they target me, people may react to it. So I used to think maybe that's why they were worried. Now I've changed my view, because it started with me getting silenced, yeah? And I was talking against open border immigration. But now it's doctors. Now it's nurses. Now it's if you talk about transgenderism. Now it's anything. So literally, if those people in the UK are think you're on the right side of free speech, the goalposts keep moving.
Yep.
Have you not seen this, yeah? It started off about open border immigration. Then it's about vaccines. Now it's about COVID. Then it's about Black Lives Matter. Now it's about transgenderism, sexualization of children, Christianity. They will censor, they will silence, they will attack. If you go against the narrative, yeah? It doesn't matter. It's the narrative that's important. The narrative that they control with the media. And I witnessed this. I created a film recently called Silence. There was a story in the UK. It went world news. It was about a Syrian refugee. He got a bottle of water poured on him, and I mean it went global, yeah, by an English boy. And the whole country was told that the English boy was a racist bully, and
yep.
The Syrian boy was a victim.
Yep.
So I made a report saying, actually, you're being lied to, this isn't true, the Syrian boy is violently attacking people, I spoke to a girl's mum who he beat up with hockey stick. I spoke to another girl's mum who he beat black and blue. I made this video, and then they sued me. And I wondered why no one was telling the truth. So I wore a hidden camera. And I went up to the school, at the school teacher's houses. And when I knocked, you've got to see the footage. The first teacher comes out, he says, Tommy, I took the money. I said, what do you mean you took the money? He said, they paid us. I said, who paid you?
Yep.
Kirklees Council. So the local council that paid him. So I looked at who's in charge of the local council, yeah? Mufti, so it's a Muslim gentleman whose brother is the radical imam who's causing all the protests about Islam. So literally they spent £274,000 buying the teacher's silence. They took me to court for telling the truth. They hit me for £1.6 million. So if you, and this film, what this film is about, it's not about me, it tells my story, but it's about the politicization of our judicial system, which is happening there now, it's happening in America. If you want to see how it's happening, just watch this film, Silence, because every part of it is documented. When I produced all the covert recordings to the judge, yeah, so I produced the recordings that proved the whole story's a lie. Do you know what he done? He listed all the covert recordings, and he gave me an injunction that I get 2 years in prison if anyone ever sees them.
Yep.
So that is how they're using. And I remember looking, thinking, you've got American journalists, even like yourself, yeah. They will come, they will bankrupt you, they'll go for your money, they'll try and financially destroy you. And we've witnessed it. Not just me. Anyone who's spoken out, Katie Hopkins. I don't even know who Katie Hopkins is. Katie Hopkins is a fearless lady in the UK who tells the truth. She has done for years. It upsets people. They took her house. They bankrupted her, took a house. No jury. I've never, if you go on Wikipedia, like you said about your own, read my Wikipedia. That's not the person I am. And you will read conviction after conviction after conviction. I have never, ever had a jury.
Yeah.
I've just been convicted. I've never had a jury. So yeah. They get you into a court system where they've got a position judge. You've got no chance. So literally, if you've got, even now when we talk about social media, I'm still banned from Twitter. Elon Musk hasn't given me back my freedom of speech.
Yeah.
If you go on Facebook and write Tommy Robinson, you get banned. I'll tell you, supporters, try this. Take a picture of me and put it on Facebook. They will warn you to delete it because I'm a figure of hate. I've never been convicted or tried on hate, or hate or racism.
Yeah, they're doing the same. They've been doing the same thing here because I've done about 365 public high schools in 25 states in the United States. They did the exact same thing. They sick the media on me. They try to cast into the people's mind that I'm the devil, when in fact I'm the one holding to the law that exposes them for the crimes that they're being, that they're responsible for committing. I have 1 minute left with you, Tommy, and I want to get you back up shortly here. The week next or the week after that, if you wouldn't mind, because we got this little issue fixed. But I do want to ask you, what would you tell the people with 1 minute, what would you tell the people that are listening and watching this right now concerning all of these warnings that you're giving us in America? What would you say to the American people? It's all yours.
We have lost our towns and cities forever. Many of them are gone. They're never coming back. I look at my hometown now that's over 50% Muslim population. It's never coming back. Freedom's never coming back to that town. Okay? The culture is, their culture becomes dominant. They're not here to assimilate or integrate. They're here to dominate, yeah? And you need to understand the level of funding. If you look at Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Iran, these countries are still funding the mosques. They're funding the madrasas. They're literally taking the people in our countries and turning them against us. The prison system needs to be the biggest warning to you, because when you have a prison system full of people, a lot of the people in those prison systems have already been wronged in their life. They've already had a bad start. Islam gets control of your system. Yeah, it gets control of the prisons. Every prison now in the UK is controlled by Islam. It's the biggest gang in there. They are turning the most hardened, toughest men to become Muslim radicals and come back into your community. We are sleepwalking into oblivion. The biggest threat you have now and the biggest danger you will have is open border immigration, Islamic immigration. That is your biggest threat. You need to make sure that you're making a stand. And it's not about hatred towards Muslims. It's about whether this works.
Right,
like oil and water.
Yeah, we get it here. Tommy Robinson from the UK, folks. Tommy, we're going to get you back up next week or the week after. Totally appreciate you, brother. Folks, thanks for joining us today again.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.